Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting third. The center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Wally Judnick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Moncrief. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Moncrief. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting third. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Binks. Batting sixth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Gene Handley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Savage. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bob Savage. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berardino moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath takes first base on ball four. Berardino moves to third. Lehner moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Berardino scores. Heath moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallow, who is chasing the ball. Zarrilla reaches third base with a triple. Heath scores. Stevens goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Browns. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a line drive into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow bunts towards third. Dillinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joost moves to second. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Joost moves to third. Vallow moves to second. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Judnick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Moncrief scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Binks for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics nothing. the Browns will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early takes first base on ball four. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief bunts towards the mound. Savage fields it and throws to first for the out. Early moves to second. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillinger hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Early moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Early scores. It's 4-0, Browns. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Binks scoops it up and throws to first, with Savage covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley hits a line drive into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Zarrilla is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Joost is called out on strikes. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vallow hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dillinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Rosar juggles the ball. That's an error on Rosar. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Early takes first base on ball 4. Judnick moves to second. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0 for 0 in the game. Moncrief bunts towards first. Binks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moncrief for the out. Judnick moves to third. Early moves to second. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Lobbs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 0-for-1 in the game. Binks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judnick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Binks for the out. Lobbs moves to second. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lobbs scores. It's 4-1, Browns. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski hits a fly ball into right field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lehner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a line drive into right field. Vallo picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Vallo. Lehner goes all the way around to score. Heath moves to second. It's 5-1, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Heath scores. It's 6-1, Browns. Bill McKen now pitching. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Zarilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stevens moves to third. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-2 in the game. Judnick hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stevens scores. Two outs. It's 7-1, Browns. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Early hits a ball on the ground towards first. Binks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Early for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0-for-1 in the game. Handley hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill McKen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Joost is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0-for-0 in the game. Moncrief hits a line drive towards short. Joost reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McKen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Berardino hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Binks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vallow hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Pete Suter now playing shortstop. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Leaner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heath moves to third. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Zarrilla hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heath scores. Stevens moves to third. It's 8-1, Browns. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Judnick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallow, who is chasing the ball. Judnick reaches third base with a triple. Stevens scores. Zarrilla goes all the way around to score. It's 10-1, Browns. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Early hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Judnick scores. Two outs. It's 11-1, Browns. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0-for-1 in the game. Moncrief hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rusty Peters now playing second base. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 0-for-2 in the game. Binks is called out on strikes. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Rosar takes first base on ball four. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 2 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Adams now playing first base. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 4 in the game. Dillinger hits a line drive into left field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Lehner strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Heath hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0 for 2 in the game. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill McKen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKen is 0 for 1 in the game. McKen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moncrief fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Peters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Stevens strikes out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Zarrilla hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got three RBIs. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vallow hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 3 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Dick Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moncrief fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 11, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.